Happy the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in all of his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. The Holy Spirit tells us that we will be blessed and happy and prosperous if we follow the will of God, if we fear God and put his will into practice. Our Lord spoke the parable about the vineyard, as we're told in today's gospel, to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, because they knew the history of Israel. And this was a parable of Israel's history and about how throughout its history God had sent prophets to speak his word to the people, to remind them of the commandments he had given them and to call them back to the worship of the one true God. And over, the leaders of the people had the prophet stoned, put to death, sent away, didn't want to hear what God had to say. And in the end, God sent his only begotten Son to speak to them to the truth, to call them back to the worship of the one true God, and to do more than that, to make them truly God's children, to fulfill all the promises of the Old Testament that were simply God's gifts to them in a kind of seminal form in Christ Jesus. It was his very own Son, not somebody who worked for him, but his very own Son that he sent into the world. And him too, they rejected and put to death. And our Lord was giving them, of course, a warning. They didn't realize that everything that they hoped for, everything that they desired, everything that they could possibly imagine that would make them happy was there, present in Christ. Our Lord many times said, you know, you had Solomon among you, you know, but you have, people of the Old Testament had Solomon with you, but there's a greater among you here now, and they didn't realize it. Of course, all of us can apply the parable to ourselves. We are called to recognize the visitation of the Lord, his grace, and to realize that there is divine providence in our life, and our Lord is calling us to repentance, and he's calling each and every one of us to holiness, calling us to be like his Son, calling us to turn completely away from sin and to become completely like Jesus and to bear our cross in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. And we really, if we want to follow Jesus, that is the road he has given us. Happy the man who fears the Lord. He is the one who will delight and find blessings upon us on the earth. He delights in the commands of God. We have to convince ourselves as we come before Jesus in the Eucharist that being faithful to the Lord, being willing to forgive, being willing to stand up in the public forum and speak the truth, being willing humble ourselves in the sacrament of confession, these are the things that are going to ultimately bring us happiness. We hear in the first reading today about Tobit, who would get up from his table and go out and bring the dead into his own home, and then in the middle of the night sneak out with the dead body and bury it as a work of mercy. And he used to do this over and over. He even got caught, and he was threatened with death, and if he was to be caught again, he would die, he would be killed. But he didn't hesitate to make that sacrifice out of respect for the dead and in order to honor God, and not to behave like the pagans, but to behave like a child of God. Over and over he did that. This comes at the very beginning of the book of Tobit. And if you discuss, you see what happens afterwards. The end of this passage that we hear today is the, sort of the beginning of the end of the book, where it says, "That same night I bathed and went to sleep next to a wall of my courtyard. Because of the heat, I left my face uncovered." Sort of the end of that beginning part of the book, where we see how he is serving God, because the very next thing that happens is that there's a bird that, you know, poops in his eye and blinds him. And from then on, you see all the horrible things that happen to Tobias and to Tobit, and how he has to trust God and his son Tobit, and the work of Tobit to restore his wealth and his sight, and all the other things that happen in the book of Tobit. But at the very end, when the angel Raphael, who accompanies his son along this journey to bring about the restoration, reveals to Tobit who he is, he also reveals why he has come. He said, "I heard when you prayed before God, when you buried the dead, when you cried out before the Lord, God heard your prayer. And because he found you faithful, he decided to put you to the test. And the end of this test was this deliverance by the angel Raphael." So all of us who are trying to serve God, trying to be faithful to him, trying to do the right thing and to deliver over to God the fruits of the vineyard, have to realize that, you know, sometimes there's going to be challenges, probably most of the time. And the challenges are going to be very great. And that's part of God's plan. God does put us to the test, and he tries to purify, he wants to purify us. He wants us to cooperate. And he wants us to make us more and more pleasing to his son. You know, the transformation that all of us are to undergo into Christ isn't completed until we are truly Christ-like, as close to the original as humanly possible. And that is to be our happiness. That is to be the blessing that is bestowed upon those who fear the Lord. And indeed, it is our happiness, because the closer we come to the Lord, the more fully we receive the grace that he desires us to receive when we receive the Eucharist. We receive Jesus into our hearts and our minds, and the more like him we are, the more grace we receive, and the more we are able to taste the sweetness of the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us invoke the help of the holy angels, who indeed see God as he is and bow before the altar, acknowledging the infinite holiness of God. Let us also invoke our Blessed Mother, who is truly pure of heart. May we have the grace to see how good the Lord is, and how happy we can be if we truly fear him and walk in his ways.